Welcome to The Table I Built. I am Andrea Walton, and this space, we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. Well, this is the close of season three of The Table I Built. And as I sit with this moment, I realize this season is closing at the same time I'm approaching a year of something else, a year of building in a way that I did not expect, but more than that, a year of betting on myself. Now, we hear that phrase a lot, bet on yourself. It sounds great. It sounds empowering until you actually have to do it, because betting on yourself doesn't happen when everything is crystal clear. It happens when things are so uncertain, when outcomes are not guaranteed, and when the path you're on no longer looks like what you plan. And in those moments, you have a decision to make. Do you wait for certainty? Do you wait for clarity? Do you wait for confirmation? Or do you move with conviction? Here's the part people don't always say out loud, but think. Betting on yourself can feel quiet. It can feel slow. It can feel like nothing is happening. It can feel like you're treading water. It can feel like everyone is moving faster than you. There's no applause in the beginning. There's no immediate validation that you're on the right track. There's just work. The consistency, the discipline day in and day out, the decision to keep going even when the results haven't caught up yet. And that's where most people stop, actually, not because they aren't capable, but because the process doesn't feel as rewarding as the outcome. So you just stop. And what this season has reinforced, the season of the podcast, the season of this past year, you don't need full clarity to move forward. You need alignment. You need alignment with your values, with who you are, with your capabilities, alignment with what you know you can build. Even if you don't know exactly how yet, because clarity doesn't come before action. It comes through action. You've got to take the first step. And when you're betting on yourself, that distinction does matter. So I want to speak to those that are standing on the edge of something right now. You know that there's more for you. You know you're capable of more, but you're waiting. You're waiting for the right time. I don't know if you've ever played double dutch, jump rope game that we used to play in my community growing up. But when both ropes are going, there's a rhythm that you have to catch before you jump in. And sometimes when we're waiting for the right time, we're waiting for the rhythm to jump in. We're waiting for confirmation. And I understand that, because stepping into something new, especially something you're building yourself, requires risk and thought. But here's what I want you to consider. What if the thing you're waiting on is waiting for you? What if the next level of clarity only comes after you move? So let's talk about what betting on yourself actually requires. Because betting on yourself is not about confidence. It's actually about commitment. Commitment to keep showing up every single day, to keep building, commitment to staying disciplined, even when it's not exciting. It's about trusting your ability to navigate, not just your ability to plan. And most importantly, it's about not abandoning yourself when things feel uncertain. That is the first thing we do. We drop it. We walk away when it doesn't feel clear. But that's when you got to keep moving. As I close out this season, I'm not just reflecting on what I've built. I'm reflecting on what is required to keep building it. Consistency, discipline, working when it's silent, and the willingness to move without having everything figured out. So I'll leave you with this. You don't need to have it all mapped out. You just need to be willing to move. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to stay committed. And you don't need external validation on social, with family, with friends to begin. You need internal alignment. You're not behind. You are building. And if you're willing to bet on yourself, Again, even when it's quiet, even when it's uncertain, you will create something meaningful. This is The Table I Built. Season 3 is complete, and I'll see you at the next table. Take care.